This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half the hour. Good day. It is the Tuesday edition of the Good Day program, right? The 26th of September, last Tuesday of the ninth month of the year of our Lord, Anno Domini in Latin, 2023. What does it take to make a good day? Why is it that you think it's important to have a good day? I get that question. I think everybody deserves a shot at a good day. Not every day is going to be good all through the day, but at least there is a, I want to have the attitude, not everything that I talk about is going to be good. Frankly, I know that. But I try to find things that we can talk about that will put a smile on your face or bring back a memory of something that's cool. I was looking at a book that's come out about Shirley Temple. All right, James.
Iconic.
James Collins is in our studio, the main studio in Dallas. You know who Shirley Temple
was? That's Animal Crackers in My Soup, Monkeys and Rabbits, right?
Look at you.
Do I know that right?
How did you know that?
I saw a bunch of commercials as a kid that was like the full Shirley Temple DVD collection, and it always showed up. Yeah. It constantly. On late night cartoons, constantly okay. Would loop, yeah.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, kid.
Thanks.
How many people are chuckling along with this? That may have made this last 65 seconds probably made any number of people's day. And that's good. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Shirley Temple made 43 films. Now, is that somebody's part of what is in this this book, Iconic Things About Shirley Temple. She had 56 curls in her hairdo. All right, I don't know what difference that makes to anybody, but it is what it is. She received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1960. Shirley Temple was also the ambassador to England. Did you know that? She was involved. She was a big supporter of President Nixon, and he appointed her to a post to the United Nations. And also, I believe that she, my memory serves me correctly, she was ambassador to someplace. I don't remember where it was. But at any rate, she had a wonderful life and a very interesting life. And certainly most everybody, no matter what your age, you ought to know who Shirley Temple is.
Yeah.
That's why I spent a couple of minutes talking about her here.
Well, and a child actor who then goes on to become a diplomat. And there's always that cliche about child actors. And she broke the mold.
Yeah. No, she was, well, how did you like Drew Barrymore was a child actress, and she had her problems, but it wasn't so much she was a child actress as her family allowed her to go down the road that she came from a famous acting family.
Dynasty, if you will.
Yeah, right.
Well, didn't Drew Barrymore say at one point that she was her mom's favorite drinking buddy or something, or am I thinking of another celebrity?
No, I think you're right. No, I do. I think you're right about that. Oh, no, maybe in Judy Garland and Liza Minnelli. Liza Minnelli. It was one of those two.
Yes, somewhere where it was at a very young age.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so let's see what else have we got going on here. President Biden's going to where the striking auto workers. They're both there, Trump and Biden. Trump's talking about how lousy the electric cars are. and he's on to that. And so anyway, there is a lot of hoopla. You know, one of the things that is troubling to me is how, and I've said this before, how way over the top a lot of states and a lot of authorities are getting. And here's an example. This has been put together in Massachusetts, kind of an unusual mix of influential people that represent the electric utility groups, agricultural interests. This is how I know about it, because I'm involved in agriculture, and I got this notice asking me if I wanted to participate in they asked me if I wanted to participate in or was interested in the goal of environmental justice. Huh? What's environmental justice? And who determines what is another political buzzword, environmental justice? So those people are all getting together, the same goal, supposedly, according to this information I have from my farmer friend, to overhaul, listen to this, overhaul the process through which clean energy infrastructure is permitted, these projects. In other words, we're going to give them the fast track. We're going to, you know, grease the slide so that all these advocates for this kind of quote-unquote environmental justice will have sway over the rest of us who think that, not that it's nonsense, because it isn't, but the overwhelming focus on this crap that isn't really true. It's another sales job. The biggest hoax in the history of the world is COVID, and this is coming along as a, you know, a strong second. The whole business about what we have to do to get rid of fossil fuel. We all know it's not good. But where is it, and this is supposed to, you know, move it along faster. That is, make it easier. I'm putting a solar farm on my farm. I believe in all of this stuff. I don't think we should be using fossil fuels at all, but we are having a hard time getting away from them because the alternatives aren't well thought out and they aren't well placed, and so here we go. Now, there is encouragement to put solar on farms in some circumstances and in others. That's why the ag people are involved here in Massachusetts, because the state, this like one hand doesn't know what the other one's doing. On one hand, the state and the governor are trying to encourage agricultural land to be used where possible for solar. Great. On the other hand, the Massachusetts Department of Agricultural Resources says, no, you can't do that because it's against the rules that have been set up to protect land, the Agricultural Preservation Act, which keeps farmers from doing things that will help them survive. It's the lunacy, these lunatics that run the asylum that are supposedly in charge of all of this stuff, and they have the power, obviously, here to screw over the people who have good intentions. So, anyway, there's a mixed bag here, frankly. There is. There's a real mixed bag and a lot of messages that are not very helpful, frankly. Okay, now, let's see. We mentioned COVID. Shall I stop with that? Jay, you be the arbiter of this.
We mentioned it.
We mentioned it like we mentioned Trump, or do I go a little further? Because there's a new blood test for long COVID. Findings offer clues into what could be causing this condition. In other words, you had it twice, Jay, right? You had a tough case of it, and you had an easy case of it. Okay.
Yes, yeah. First time I wouldn't have even known if I hadn't taken the test. And the second time, it was the sickest I had ever been.
Right. So one of the things that is, everybody's body is different, so you're going to react to some of this stuff differently. That's just the way it is.
Well, the way that some people just hold on to it.
Yeah, they keep it in their system. Yeah. It's in your system. Stays in your system. And it's not going to help anybody along the way. The masks, though. People talk about bringing back the mask. You can hear it in my voice. The whole COVID thing was a hoax. Did people have a problem? Did some people die of it? Yep. All those things are true.
Why do you call it a hoax, though?
Because the hoax was how it took over the world, society, and
things did not need to be shut
thinking.
Down. Well,
no,
but also look at places who fully shut down, completely 100% shut down. They were able to manage the cases. When the U.S. shut down, the U.S. didn't really shut down. Locations shut down. Like, yeah. For instance, in Nashville, Davidson County fully shut down. That's where Nashville is. But yeah. With surrounding counties, they didn't shut down. And you have a lot of those people traveling in for work and then traveling around. So it wasn't like things were truly shut down. And then as far as masks go, people were reusing masks. They were using the wrong masks. They were wearing them only on their mouth, not covering their nose. It was done so half-heartedly. And I say I don't want to say but, yeah. The other word for that. But, like, it was so half that. And if it was maybe done to an entirety, maybe we might have a different story, but it should have been all or nothing, not this in-between crap.
And the only masks that were of any value were the N95s. The mm-hmm. rest of them, all a joke. Completely.
Do you remember when people were making their own cloth masks? Like that?
Yeah, I did it first.
Anything?
I made them out
oh,
of the cow cloth. I made cow cloth masks at the beginning. Yeah.
Wow, I did mm-hmm. not know that.
All right, what's the latest in the discussion to avoid a government shutdown? Yesterday, I think I went through, there were four areas of governmental, the Ag Department, the Defense Department. Well, we can stop there. Military aid for Ukraine is a huge sticking point in the talks to avoid the shutdown this week. And so there are other things that would be affected by all of this stuff, but the whole business about the aid, how much money is going to Ukraine, most people are not aware, maybe we're becoming more aware. This is only one little thing in a huge pile of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse that's got to be dealt with. Has to be. Senator Robert Menendez, wow, what a crook this guy is. Corruption charges, he says, I am not a crook. I'm not going to resign. Apparently, the Democratic members of the Senate have suggested that he get out and get out fast. He's got a new wife who apparently has helped him be a crook. So it'll be interesting to watch and see how that all transpires. 18 after on Good Day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Some celebrity news here. A couple of celebrities that deserve attention. One of them dead, and the other one looking like it might be not long before she bites the bullet. We'll find out about these two people, who they are, and what their story is right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, last month we talked a lot about the death of Treat Williams, who was an actor's actor, according to anybody who ever worked for them. People loved the guy. He'd been around since the 70s. Filmmakers, people on television, they just really liked working with him. His performances were always on the top of the curve. He had a life that he designed for himself. He did just as much as he wanted to. Had a nice farm up in Vermont until 35-year-old Ryan Koss came around a corner and crashed into Treat Williams' motorcycle and killed him. So now this guy is in court. Yesterday he pled not guilty. Well, I guess you can plead anything you want. He gets to go to jail for 15 years, hopefully, when he's convicted. And that doesn't seem like enough. But you review the crash. Apparently, as usual, somebody got some of the car. Some of it's on video. Not a lot of it. He was charged with grossly negligent operation and death. He came around the corner as Treat Williams was turning right. He was just out for a ride late in the afternoon on his motorcycle. He lived in a great place in Vermont up near Woodstock. It's a wonderful place. And he was out for a ride. And this guy he indicated he had his directional light on, he was going to turn left, but apparently he turned right, and the car cut him off, and the car was going too fast, and the guy was not in control, and And that's the end of that. So, you know, what do you do in this case? He got his children. It was needless. It's another example of an accident that didn't need to happen, shouldn't have happened. If you're paying attention to your driving, which is what you're supposed to do, hello, duh, then that wouldn't have happened. He'd still be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sophia Loren is in the hospital. How many people, James, you know who Sophia Loren is?
Not familiar, no.
Okay. She was one of the bombshell actresses of the 50s and 60s and 70s. She had these eyes, and the rest of her body was easy to look at as well. She played a sex symbol, kind of like Raquel Welch, in a manner of speaking. So anyway, she's 89 years old. She fell down the other day and broke her hip, and that's never good for anybody who, you know, you get to that age, that's, you get pneumonia.
Yeah, 89. And she broke her femur, needed emergency surgery.
Yeah.
Everybody's optimistic about her recovery, including her doctors.
Yeah.
She is.
Well, one of the things that affects, she was a big smoker. And smoking will affect the brittleness of your bones. And she, you know, they break more easily when you have smoked all your life. So that may be, that may be one of the issues or problems here. But anyway, hold a good thought for Sophia Loren. It's 28 after here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute. Call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The field for the second Republican presidential debate will be slightly smaller than the first. 7 candidates have qualified for tomorrow night's debate at Ronald Reagan's Presidential Library in coastal California. Presidential candidate Donald Trump, the GOP frontrunner, will instead hold events in the battleground state of Michigan and insert himself into the UAW strike against the top 3 U.S. automakers. Today, President Biden joins the picket line of the UAW. At lunchtime, he'll stay roughly 2 hours and fly off to California for a fundraiser. New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez denounced efforts to prosecute him on federal bribery charges, saying he kept piles of cash that federal agents found at his home that allegedly link him to the crimes he says was from his savings over the years. Today is officially National Pancake Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Tuesday, arguably the most famous of all the songs with Tuesday in the title, Justin Hayward and the Moody Blues with Tuesday Afternoon. Crank this up a little, will you, James? That's Justin on the lead. I will tie conversation about Justin Hayward into my friend Uri Geller, who's going to join us in a few minutes in his regular weekly spot talking about animals, cats, dogs, that sort of thing. Uri introduced me to Justin Hayward at his wedding a number of years ago in England, and we were fast friends, good conversationalist, wonderful guy, great musician, and I went to so many Moody Blues concerts after that, and that's one of the songs that I found I liked. One of the other ones I like is I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band. Oh, my God, what a fabulous song that is. But so many of them in the Moody's repertoire. So, anyway, it's kind of nice to hear that. Tuesday it is, 26th of September. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner talking about the... I'm going to go back a little bit to all this disgust... Well, it is kind of disgusting. Disgusting discussion about energy and the use of coal and oil, and the need for cleaner energy technologies. Yep, I think most people get it. And so one wonders, I've wondered this for a long time, because there were rumors back 20 years or so ago that we were running out of oil and running out of coal, and what will happen? And you kind of think, you know, we've been taking this stuff out of the ground for 180 years. How much of it can there be? How many dinosaurs died to provide us with oil and coal and that sort of stuff? But at any rate, there seems to be plenty of it there still, and usage of it probably is peaking about now because of other technologies, solar panels. The one thing that's slowing down, it's actually slowing me down, was finding out that most of the solar panel production is done guess where? Anybody want to take a guess? Jay, where do you think most of the solar panel production takes place?
Nevada?
What?
In our hearts?
Yes, even better.
Where?
Oh, gee, it's China. Shucks. Anyway, so they're American companies, though, now are investing in solar panel production because we don't want to buy stuff made in China. Never mind the fact that it's not made well, but we just don't want to support them. So there's that coming along. And then, you know, there's the power of the sun and so many other ways, the wind. And so, you know, we'll see kind of where it goes. But it is dicey at best to think about the car as the electric car as the solution to all of our problems. Do I talk about that too much? You think people got the message and I should just kind of leave it alone?
I think it's an important conversation to keep having.
Well, it bothers me because people are so easily, like, led down. Again, and COVID is the best example, and the masks that you were talking about in the last half hour, a perfect example of how we were all hoodwinked, and we followed like sheep, like the Pied Piper. And when you look back on it, and if you're younger, and let's say James, who was, when this all started, you were a teenager, right? When you had to wear a mask. How old were you when you had to wear a mask?
Oh, I was 21. Yeah,
you were 21?
So I was still in college, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, at any rate, we all know kind of at this point. Did you ever think, and your colleagues in college, did they ever think that this was a hoax? That it was went too far? And
yeah, I went to school in Arkansas. Absolutely.
Oh, my. Okay, enough said. All right, next item of interest here before we get to Uri. There was a really kind of scary incident on a JetBlue flight yesterday coming from Ecuador to Miami. 8 people got off the plane and were immediately taken to the hospital. It was Fort Lauderdale, not Miami. They hit sudden turbulence, and it was severe. The plane dropped 14,000 feet in less than a minute, and it shaked rattled. I can just see. I mean, I've been there. I haven't been in that severity of a situation, but anyway. So these people were taken off, a couple of them seriously injured, including one of the flight attendants, I think. But imagine, I mean, what do you do? If you're the pilot of a plane, what do you do? Right? It was over Jamaica when this took place.
Mm-hmm.
Flying, and it just, there's no place you can go except to try to get away from it, and that's to go down. So, woof, scary stuff. I wouldn't want to be there. I'm not a JetBlue fan, as you know. But I just, it could happen to any airline.
Right.
Yep. All right. Travel. Las Vegas. You going? Have you made the call yet? 2 free nights are yours. Call 800-419-DOUG right here, right now. There are 10 people at the other end of that line who are waiting to talk to the first 10 callers listening to this program who want to go to Las Vegas and have a couple of nights without having to pay for them. What could be better than that? 800-419-3684. Why not do it right this second while you're thinking about it? A lot of things going on there in Las Vegas. A lot of shows. We were talking about Kelly Clarkson walking down the street the other day, right? And she stopped along the street and sang.
Street performer, joined in.
You can see anything in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Anything at all. There's all kinds of stuff going on all the time. So to be a part of it, all you have to do is call 800-419-DOUG and connect yourself to 541 Travel and have a good time. For a good time, I always love this because it just puts a smile on my face. Call Doug. 800-419-DOUG. Call it. And you got 2 free nights in Las Vegas.
adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
About 42 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I don't like it. I love it when Uri is here because Uri is one of those people who can take charge of a room. He can take charge, take over, whether it's his mind telepathy or just his attitude, just the way that he bounces in to a circumstance. He is one of those persons, as they say, fills the room. Has anybody ever said that to you before, that Uri Geller fills the room when he comes into the room?
I don't know, but I know that the museum is always full when I do my tour.
Yeah.
But, you know, for instance, Doug, I always try to take the driver's seat because I have to come up with interesting, unique ideas.
Yes.
So your producer, James, asked me today, just before the show, what would you like to speak about? Doug is asking. And I almost stepped on a cat because we feed straight cats, and they're all lined up
all
outside.
Yeah, I've seen
they're
them.
They're all lined up outside our door. Mm-hmm. Downstairs in the museum, we have about 15 cats. But this is something very interesting that I doubt that you know or any of our listeners know. But you know that recently, study shows that cats are actually capable of low-level telepathy. Now,
really?
did you ever get a weird tingling in the back of your neck when you catch, for instance, a cat staring at you from across the room? Because this happens to me a lot. And if you do get that tingling sensation, you're not alone. Millions of people, even cat lovers, find that penetrating gaze of a cat kind of a little unsettling because they don't know what's going on between the cat's eye and your eye. Now, this is amazing because as it would happen, this reaction can be explained through science. This is it's actually mind-blowing because a recent study in an institute called SLUF-LIRPA in Brussels shows that all members of the cat family, from tigers to tabbies, are capable of low level of telepathy, which is basically mind reading. And these tests were administered on a number of cat species at the Plancandale Animal Park, which is a big, big, huge animal park. And this is also outside Brussels. And they studied cats to lions, and researchers would have the cats stare at you while you were thinking of, say, a color or a shape or a direction or an action. Now, this is interesting. Meanwhile, while they were staring at you, there were sensors were placed on the cats to collect a reading on their vitals, like heart rate, blood pressure, and body temperature. So this is unbelievable because while things like colors or shapes did not register, but a definitive response when the researcher thought of a direction or action, 87% of the time, the cats would display some reaction, an appropriate response. Here is an example. If the researchers thought of running off to the left, the cat would tense up and become focused as if ready to chase. On the other hand, Doug, if the researchers thought about lying down or sleeping, the cat's body would relax. This is incredible because this is pure mind reading. And this is a question to you, Doug. Did you ever have cats? Did you ever have cats?
I've had barn cats. I've had, when I was younger, we had a few cats around the house. I've never had a cat that was as important in my life as my dogs have been.
Yeah. Well, dogs are, in my opinion, and cat lovers would probably dispute me, but I feel more of a loving reaction from a dog than a cat. But hey, I don't want to, because I'm sure a lot of your listeners own cats.
To go a little bit more into the extremes of this, because I'm a farmer and I have cows. And any number of times, I remember when we took a walk once behind your home in Sonning, and you said to me, the cows were up on the top of the hill, and I would tell you about how the cows will respond to a certain call that has an attachment to it that the cows will respond to. You thought I was kidding. So I yelled at the cows, and your eyes bugged out because they all ran down to the bottom of the fence. Remember that?
Yeah, of course. And, we can do an experiment with your listeners. If you do have dogs, for instance, first of all, many dog owners claim that their animal, their dog, knows when a member of the household is about to come home. I mean, I've had this a million times. So what happens is typically the dog is said to go and wait at the door, window, or gate while the person is on the way home, miles away, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, again, sheer telepathy. And you should try this out. Film the cat or the dog. There's so many cameras today that are available for pennies. Have a cat.
Dogs also can tell when you're getting, I take my dog with me in my truck all day long. And when we get close to the house or to the barn, to the farm, if she's laying down in the back seat or in the front seat, she'll get up, she'll jump into the front seat and open up, she'll want me to open the window so that she knows that we're there. She wants the smells. She loves the smells. And I wonder, because dogs are so driven by their noses, if that isn't part of the telepathy connection. What do you think?
I don't think so. I think it's pure telepathy. Why don't you try doing this? Next time, don't take the same route. Go through another road, totally another road from the back side. I don't know. You will see that your dog will have the same reaction. They actually can sense, almost like dolphins have their sonar, when they detect objects that are very far away from them. I think that dogs have sheer, pure telepathy, and we should learn from cats and dogs. But next week, Doug, let's talk about animal ghosts, because I totally believe that our pets are up there in heaven.
Yeah,
and we can communicate with them.
Remember the conversation we had after my dog, Charlotte, you were connected to her in a number of ways. You helped me find her when she got lost a number of years ago. But going over the Rainbow Bridge, which is something that lots and lots of people believe in for the reasons that you just alluded to. All right, Uri. Uri has a website that is marvelous. Check out his website and the museum. URIGELLER.com. Uri here with Doug and Jay on the Good Day program at 10 before the hour.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic boy aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailor man, skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour. A 3-hour tour. The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was
tossed. You know what's more impressive about this? The way they produce the show. You ever take the Universal tour in Los Angeles and you see where this this TV show was shot and how it was shot, it's almost to the point of being ridiculous. The set was so small, and the way that they were able to put these stories together using basically the same scenes over and over and over again. I can think of Alan Hale Jr., who's the captain of the Minnow, and all these other characters. It just is really interesting. All right, what else in TV history have you got for us, Chucker?
Well, this day in TV history, September 26, 1964, Gilligan's Island premiered on CBS. I believe the first few episodes were in black and white. Then it, like I Dream of Jeannie, I talked about the other day, did go to color, ran for 3 seasons. But they did shoot a total of 90 episodes. I'll tell you a quick story. When I was a kid, elementary school, we used to have auditorium, right? And one day, everybody had auditorium, all the classes, and they said, we're going to screen a TV show for you. And a person comes in with a projector and 3 35-millimeter reels and screens an episode of Gilligan's Island for my elementary school using 3 35-millimeter reels. I'll never forget that. But I was a big fan of that show. Again, discovered that after school. Also, this day in TV history, 1969, Doug, the Brady Bunch premieres on ABC. Robin Reed, yes. Florence Henderson. Here's an interesting footnote. This show ran from 69 to 74, total 117 total episodes. In pop culture, it was very popular for generations. I don't know now so much, but here's an interesting note. The producers originally wanted Gene Hackman to play the Robin Reed father role.
Really?
In the sitcom. Yeah, I mean, that would have been really
different. Wow.
Talk about a multiverse history.
Yeah.
Imagine if he actually took that role.
I know.
Probably would have never did the French Connection.
Yeah.
Never would have did the Poseidon Adventure. Like his career would have been completely, I think,
different.
But it goes. Yeah. Sometimes the best choices made in life are the ones you don't make, right?
Yeah, right. Somebody else makes them for you. Yeah.
And here's one other one. This day in TV history, very interesting one. September 26, 1986. Bobby Ewing, played by Patrick Duffy, steps out of the shower in an episode of Dallas. Making the season before null and void, as it was just a dream in the head of his wife, Pam Ewing, played by Victoria Principal. One of the great jump-the-shark moments in TV history that actually was a great idea, because as good as Larry Hagman was as J.R. Ewing on that show, Patrick Duffy, as the hero, the good guy, was equally as great. He was great, Patrick Duffy, on the show. I was a big, big fan of his.
Larry Hagman was a good bad guy. All right, great. So now we've got the SAG-AFTRA members approving a video game strike.
I don't know too much about that industry, nor do I follow, but obviously it makes a ton of money.
Yeah.
And I guess they feel that certain people ain't getting it just due financially, well, right?
It's like, you know, it's the whole thing across the board. And as I was saying to you off the air before we get started here, the people running the studios have made a complete mess out of this.
They've
ruined it for themselves, because now they got three or four months of no new shows, right, and their advertising rates are in the toilet. So,
and the people running the show in the last decade, all they look at is short-term interest.
Yeah.
They don't have a long-term view. They put all their eggs in the superhero basket. You can read Martin Scorsese's interviews, which some people are taking shots at him, which is ridiculous, but I think he's mostly correct.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Chucker, we'll be visiting tomorrow, as usual. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, Movie Moments on the Good Day program at 58 past the hour.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.